This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number two of the Nation. Cowboys news coming up here in about 20 minutes. We are watching the Masters as this afternoon continues. Scottie Scheffler making the turn, 6 under. He's started at 4, went to 5, then to 6, back to 5, then he birdied 8. So he just teed off at 10 there. He is 2 off the pace set by Justin Rose, who's in at 8 under. 2 days in a row, he's taking the lead into the clubhouse. DeChambeau 1 off. McIlroy had a hell of a round, 66, a day after fumbling a beautiful round. 4 over in his final 4 holes to fall back to even. Rory came out throwing darts at greens today at Augusta, and for that, he's got a 66. That's probably a little round on the day, isn't it? Anybody else post a 66 up there?
Yeah, there were some guys that went out earlier that I think were, let me check on that for sure. I thought I saw one that was lower than that, but stand by.
And good
that.
Rounds out there, yeah. Today, though, as the greens are still wet. We'll see over the weekend. Here's the Chief with NFL news of the day.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have a couple of quarterbacks on the move here. Congratulations to the Cleveland Browns and Joe Flacco. 1 year's $4 million, worth up to $13 million with incentives. Flacco was on the couch a year and a half ago. They pull him off the couch midway through the season and gets him to the playoffs, and then he has his bed there, but that's fine. He's the last quarterback to take him to the playoffs. So now they bring him back. You also have Drew Lock going back to Seattle in a backup quarterback role, backing up Sam Darnold. So he gets a little bit of money there. And the Texans signed their safety, Jalen Petre, 3 years, $39 million deal. So they have a really young secondary. Stingley got paid this offseason as well. Petre's really, really awesome. So he gets the bag. We remember that going into that Texans game, that was one of the biggest conversations. They have a great pass rush, yeah. Anderson and Hunter, and then they have a bunch of studs on the back end.
Yeah.
And they're now getting paid what they're worth. So congratulations to those guys. Well, we've been talking a lot about beefs here in the fan this week, and we know about a legendary beef between Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib.
Mm. Was that a chain snatcher?
Chain snatcher.
It was the chain snatcher. Absolutely. It made for great television. It was a lot of fun football drama when those two guys were squaring off. But apparently they have settled their beef. And on the Pac-Man Jones show, Talib said of Crabtree, "That's my dog. We're not like the talking every day type, but it's entertainment. We work in entertainment, so we let the entertainment be just that." He says, "My son actually plays on his little Crab 5 right now, his youth football team."
Oh, cool.
So Crabtree's coaching him up from a youth football standpoint, and Talib's son plays for his team. So they've squashed it.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Let bygones be bygones. Had a good sense of humor about how everything went down.
Yeah.
Well, you do it.
That's how, exactly. Once you're out of the game and the tea levels aren't quite so high, the competitive spirit isn't quite there as much, let's go ahead and have a good time here.
And you replaced my chain? Yeah. The link at least, bro. Replace the link, bro.
That's actually a really good question. What went into that particular portion of it? Did Crabtree just have to eat that, or did Talib help him out there? But good to hear that they're on good terms now. How about the NFL doing a little something to the referees, making it more accountable?
They fire 3 of them?
They, I mean... Kind of.
It's, reassigned him?
Yeah, I guess it's like a reassign. I didn't even know this was something that.
I never knew they did this either.
I think this is like the first time they've really done it, at least publicly,
where
they've taken a few NFL referees, three of them, and they were all in like the first or second year of their
not good enough
refereeing career, not up to standard. And so those three individuals, two males, one female, and they got demoted down to college football power conferences. So not the end of the world, because you still get, that's still a pretty impressive referee gig.
I didn't know that it was the same referee organization or whatever that could be like, no, you're not good enough. You're going down here. I mean, if you're like Division III football, are you at risk of sliding to high school? Like, how's that work?
Yeah, because who the college football power conferences now get demoted because there's an influx of more referees? I don't know, but I think this is a bit of a deviation from what they normally do.
Yeah, I think it's only the NFL is the demoting one.
Okay.
I think that's the deal. Yeah.
But I love that there's some level of accountability. That's something we always talk about with the NFL refs.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's still a joke that they're not full-time and this is their only gig.
I don't feel like, though, they are like the baseball and NBA umpires that let their ego and personal conflict get into their decision-making as much. Maybe I'm off on that, Brian, but I feel like the intimate nature of baseball and the close-upness of basketball, like, it makes for these conversations that get referees really dug in against one side or the other. And I'm sure it does happen in football. Don't get me wrong. But my point is, I feel like these guys are trying their hardest, you know, and their egos are in check. You know, in basketball, and I think in a bigger example is Major League Baseball, you have these guys that are Teflon. They're being jerks. There's no accountability. And they're almost doing it to openly troll without any consequences. And, you know, you get a situation like that. And unfortunately, in baseball, it can be a storyline for decades, or the NBA as well.
Now, Broadus, this is something we've kicked around a little bit just as we approach the draft. 13 days from round number one, we'll all be at the nine Pluckers locations throughout the Metroplex here, partying it up with you, the Tolos, on night one of the NFL draft. And Diana Russini on her Scoop City podcast with The Athletic said, just based on talking to teams over the last week or so, not predicting a lot of movement up at all from a trade standpoint. Yeah. Seeing a lot more, if anything, of everyone's trying to get out of their pick.
Yeah, and I love this, you know, what Brian was saying earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, that, hey, if teams aren't trying to trade up, that means your offer might be the best. And if a team is desperately wanting to trade down, might be your chance to get a guy. And maybe that's not at 12, you know, moving up from 12. Maybe that's moving up from 44.
I think
make sure that you get your running back there or something.
Yeah, whatever position that is. It is still such a bummer that they don't have that fourth round pick, because I feel like they're four starters away from being on an even playing field with just your run of the mill teams right now. Running back, wide receiver, run stop and defensive tackle. Monzie's not it, and then corner. I think those are four guys that you need and positions you need impact day one. And right now, after the third round, you're going to be on a pick drought for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll see what type of movement goes down. It's still crazy that every team owns their own first round pick right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what that first trade will be.
But you're right. Those chances of recouping that fourth round pick are not very high at this point.
Not a ton.
No.
Now, Diana Russini also says that the NFL personnel just can't stop asking her about the Giants. Everybody wants to know. NFL personnel people keep asking her, like, what do you think the Giants are going to do? What's their plan? Because they seem to be, like, the biggest wild card right now.
I'm on their podcast Monday. I'm interested to see what they say.
Oh.
Giants.com.
Behind Enemy Lines with Brian Broaddus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gonna go. You do that. That's an annual draft event for you, right?
John Smilk, yeah.
A couple of your buddies there in New York. Yeah, they seem to be the biggest wild card, at least as it pertains to the top five or so, because they still have that quarterback thing. Could they go get a guy? And specifically Shador. But I think
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
The Russell Wilson stuff, the Jameis Winston stuff, that, to me, that seems obvious they're not going quarterback. But is it going to be Abdul Carter? Is it going to be Ashton Jeanty? How hell-bent are they at trying to trade out of three? Will anybody be willing to go up there? That's going to be an interesting one. The first two picks seem like they're in stone at this point with Ward and Hunter.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I had heard that the Giants and New England both were interested in getting out of their pick. That was a couple weeks ago. I don't know what's going to happen now. I actually think the draft, the more interesting team for me is Cleveland at two.
You're not buying all the Hunter stuff?
I like the idea of Hunter there, but I wonder when they get on the clock, is that really what's going to be? Are they going to pass on the quarterback? You know, and if they do, then now you get the Giants involved. But I think that the draft starts with Cleveland, because they could turn the draft into a couple of different directions with the picks that they make, depending on who they take. Because if they don't take, say, Sanders at two, he could very well end up with Saints at nine.
Yeah,
that's a possibility. Or, you know, I mean, if you're in New Orleans, you're probably sitting there thinking, wow, I mean, there's a possibility if we just sit here, we might get our quarterback. We might not, you know, I don't know if they really were in love with Jackson Dart or anything like that, but, you know, that Cleveland can set this draft into a couple of different directions. And if you're a Saints fan, you got to be hoping that they do take Hunter, and that you maybe have a shot at your quarterback. But if they don't, I don't know. I just maybe they've been so scarred by quarterbacks in drafts.
Well, and they just restocked once again with the Joe Flacco stuff. You got Flacco and Pickett. Yeah, come on. Think that's a...
It's like... It's like
Russell Wilson and Winston. It seems like what the Giants and the Browns are doing
It's the same
old
look,
quarterback, so they don't have to draft a guy.
It's the same look that you guys give me when I say Mingo's name at wide receiver. It's the same look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the same, like, shut up. What do you know? No, you're not. No, you're not going to convince me of that. The thing about the Giants to me, though, also, Eric and Gavin, is that you just wonder with their general manager, with him having basically one foot in the parking lot, can he afford to take the quarterback there? I think he waits to the second round myself. I think he has to get players right now that can help him win. And I don't know if the quarterback will help him win right now here.
I mean, you go get two veterans, it just seems so far-fetched.
Yeah. Their situation might be, they're probably looking at, I guess, could they, the fact that Milroe is getting invited to the combine, I think, is interesting. But we've seen...
Or to the draft.
We've seen quarterbacks get invited before and not being able to, you know...
Get selected.
I mean, was it Willis?
Will Levis, Malik Willis.
Yeah, there's been a couple of them that haven't you know, that was invited to didn't get.
I think I would take that invite even if I didn't know, just because it would be so fun. You know, I'm there and I can get up and leave. Like, there's nothing beholding me to this table or to this television scene. If it gets uncomfortable, I will just walk out into the street. See you later, guys. Call me when I'm drafted.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seems amazing. I just wonder who might be that team. You know, is it the Bills? Is it the? It would have to be a very late first round team that feels like we have a great squad. We need a backup quarterback and a flyer on a quarterback.
I think it's the Rams at 26.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's the team.
Man, that'd be scary with McVay.
I think there's two teams.
That's a great landing spot for a young quarterback. Behind Stafford.
I think there's two teams. If you're hunting for a quarterback that gets through the draft, the Steelers at 21, and the Rams at 26.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Steelers. Here's Tom Pelissero kind of making it sound like T.J. Watt, who's in a contract dispute right now, is not a fan of the Steelers bringing in Aaron Rodgers, or at least just the way that this is all going down with Rodgers.
I would fairly tell you T.J. Watt probably is getting a little sick of waiting on the quarterback question as well. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you want to play here or do you not?
We want volunteers, not hostages.
Cam Hayward, who then proceeded to try to walk that back several times, when he said, hey, you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't? I don't need to make more of a pitch than that.
Yep.
That opinion, from everything I've been told, is not solely to Cam Hayward. There are other people, certainly in the organization, in the locker room, who are just going like, what are we doing? We're back for off-season workouts in, you know, 10 days. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on the draft. What is the plan?
It's a fair question, and I saw Kurt Benkert, and he's a NFL scout guy, but he was a quarterback.
Sounds like a wrestler
for five years. He's a little bit of a wild animal.
For who?
A jobber, Kurt Benkert.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's for the DimeLab.com. He's got quite the following on Twitter, and he gives his quarterback scouting reports. But he teed this idea up, and it's obviously not possible because Dak Prescott has the no trade clause. But in a world where that wasn't the case, T.J. Watt for Dak and a first round pick swap. And the Cowboys just take their Shedeur Sanders, quarterback of the future. It's like, man, if Dak didn't have the no trade, that could actually make some sense there.
Yeah.
Because
I would want to call around and see if, you know, maybe his agent and this team would be willing to still do it, you know.
Yeah, hey, would you be willing to waive the no trade clause to go to Pittsburgh? That's certainly much better than what Bruce Drennan was trying to send you to Cleveland.
Is this, if you had not signed Dak, and you're picking at 12, do you think you get Shedeur Sanders?
We'd have to trade up, probably.
The Saints completed. Factor at 9.
That's
is,
what I'm saying.
You would probably have to trade up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Shedeur, now tell me if I'm wrong, Brian. I do not study this thing, but I think Shador's draft stock is taking a hit because he's Deion's son. I think people are talking like, do we want Deion in the building? He completed 75% of his passes.
Yeah.
65 is a lead in college. He's tall, he's accurate, he sees the field.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you could possibly need at Cleveland. The only thing that makes sense to me is if they're thinking, we like next year's quarterbacks better, and we'll just tank next year with Watson's injury, and we'll get another blue chip player before we start rebuilding. That's the only way it makes sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just the ceiling factor with Shedeur Sanders. Like, I think everybody feels like he could be a solid quarterback for you, but he's not some, oh my gosh, you have to select him no matter what the state of your franchise is right now. You should be in tear it down, tank mode, and like where the Cleveland Browns are. I don't think Shedeur is such an unbelievable prospect with the ceiling through the heavens that you feel like, hey, we got to change the course of our plans here because this prospect is so special. It's like, I think, hey, he's going to be solid. He's absolutely going to be solid for you. But if you have your eyes on next year's class and you know with or without Shedeur, you're going to suck big time. And financially, you got dollars tied up in a guy like Deshaun Watson. Then I don't think Shador's the guy that you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you passed on him.
I would just say back, when is it clear? You know, it wasn't clear with Josh Allen. It wasn't clear with Mahomes. It wasn't clear with Brady. I guess it was clear with Peyton Manning. You know, there's so few times that a Hall of Famer is arriving and he's that guy clearly. You know, maybe Troy Aikman was.
Can I ask one more question real quick? If it came down to taking, if you were at 12 and you had to take Sanders, was there a side of you that said we should just sign Dak?
No. I would have been so excited about just something new here. And the excitement of that would override it.
Yeah, especially with the state of Dak's injuries and stuff right now.
So, and, I mean, we're sounding like we're being a little critical of Sanders.
Yeah, we'd have to be fair about the idea that, hey, there's a good chance you're not drafting a guy who's going to be consistently an MVP-type candidate and is just going to put the team on his back and go Mahomes or Josh Allen on you or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. But, hey, we got a solid quarterback and we're not paying him that much. And so let's see what the future holds over the next half decade, watching something new when we know what we've had for the last decade is not getting us where we want to go.
It is. It's fascinating. I cannot wait until the next time we are in a legitimate window where we could be evaluating quarterback. Maybe that time is next year. You know, if Dak is hurt or underperforms this year, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that later. The C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening is coming up next, and why it's more likely than ever the Cowboys are about to draft a running back. It's coming up next, The Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.